The biology of decision making. All right. The brain's frontal lobe, you see that green part, that's where, you know, you think about things. You make a decision based upon reason. It controls your social behavior. You don't get angry because you know that will do this. Your complex cognitive behavior and your personality. By contrast, see that thing that looks like the green lizard? That's your limbic cortex, also nicknamed the lizard brain. It's associated with emotion, addiction, mood. And we rely on, and in fact, those two are always in conflict, because your lizard brain always tries to protect you. It's your guard that says, wait a minute, I got this. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're at a baseball game and you're sitting on the right field line. The batter hits a line drive and it's heading right for your head, right? So now that cognitive, that frontal lobe goes, my goodness, there's a sphere heading in my direction. It has a certain amount of mass and speed. I wonder if it could do me injury. Meanwhile, as soon as that ball leaves the bat, your limbic cortex says, duck! And that's what you do, because it's keeping you safe. And all advertisers try to appeal to the limbic cortex. It's associated with our emotion, addiction, and mood. And that's what advertising is, emotion, addiction, and mood. They don't ever try advertising to appeal to your brain. It's all about that. We're talking about that a little bit later. All right, so let's talk about that. The psychology of what do we use for making decision? Perception. How do we perceive reality? What color is the sky for us? Let me tell you, people really do experience the world differently. There is a substance called androstenone, and androstenone, to about 75% of us, is a wonderful smelling. It smells like cookies and baking goods and chocolate. It smells like, but for about 20%, a little over 20% of people, it's just the way their body chemistry is. It smells like stale urine. It smells terrible. So when you do these experiments and that 20% says, this smells horrible. And the rest of you go, what are you talking about? It smells great. The whole idea is we do experience the world differently. Not everybody sees the sky as the same color that you think blue is. So remember that. Attitude, what sort of people make us scared or guarded? Again, it comes from our, you know, the people that brought us up and told us to be scared of those sorts of people. What sort of people will we be naturally friendly for? I love people that are funny. I love people that are witty in a very, you know, intelligent way, right? What attributes are we drawn to? Looks, humor, and listening skills. Do we actively listen to people, or do we gauge in micro inequities? Now, let's explain what a micro inequity is. That is where, let's say you see a group of four people, and you go and you say, hi, Bob, hi, Millie, hi, Jean, and you ignore Mary. And Mary's going, why aren't you saying hello to me? I didn't say anything wrong, did I? I just ignored her. That's a little micro inequity that people experience. Now, let's talk about the psychology of decision-making. The world's complex, so we rely on these cognitive mechanisms to cope with that. The first is heuristics. Heuristics are our mental shortcuts that we use because we don't have enough time. If you go to the Cheesecake Factory, and you only have a little bit of lunch, right? And the Cheesecake Factory has like a 60-page menu. You're going to say, do you have a tuna sandwich? I like tuna. I'm not going to look through 60 pages. I love doing this live because I would pick one of you out of the audience, and I would say, Bob, is your name Bob? Bob? Okay, Bob, you have 3 hours to buy a new car today. Your other one's smashed. You only have 3 hours. What are you going to buy? You'll say, I'll buy a Chevy Tahoe, and I will say, because you drive a Chevy Tahoe, don't you? Yes, that's right. This has never failed. Ask somebody at your dinner table, say, if you had to buy a car in 3 hours, what would you get? 99% of the time, they'll say, I'll get a Toyota Camry because I like it. That's what I have, and I don't have enough time. These are mental shortcuts, but relying on them eliminates complex analysis. It gives us, and about 75% of our decisions anyway are just heuristical. I know this, I don't have time, and it's not important what I have for lunch. I like tuna, give me a tuna sandwich. All right, so that's why we rely on a brand name. And of course, we have unconscious biases, one of many of them. Affinity, we like people that look like us. I apparently like bald people. Or think that one gender is better for a job. By the way, at the very end of the slide, I want you to write this down, implicit.com. Harvard has this website where you can take one of about 38 different bias tests, and you can test how you feel about, you know, gender bias or racial bias or anything. And I took the test on whether or not women or men made better STEM engineers, science, technology, engineering. You have to answer the questions pretty quickly. If you try to figure it out, you're trying to figure this out. And what about this? What about this? And it's fascinating. And they're assembling all of this. So go spend 10 minutes, pick one of those out and take them. It's really worth the time. I was happy to say that I showed no bias on.